From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry defended Israel before the U.N. Human Rights Council Monday, saying there is a clear, unbalanced focus on the country. His defense of the U.S. ally came as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu prepared to address a pro-Israeli groups conference in Washington Monday and the U.S. Congress on Tuesday. In his address in Geneva, Kerry highlighted the U.N. body's role in bringing to light abuses, but questioned why Israel is made the focus on repeated resolutions.
It must be said that the HRC's obsession with Israel actually risks undermining the credibility of the entire organization. It has the potential to limit the good that we have to do.
Meanwhile, Secretary Kerry also went on to say about the situation in Ukraine that the men, women, and children there are being killed, tortured, and raped. He also made those comments to the UN Human Rights Council.
In Crimea and in the separatist control areas of eastern Ukraine, men, women, and children are being killed. They're being tortured. They're being raped and sexually assaulted, detained arbitrarily, abducted for ransom, forced into labor, prosecuted and persecuted because of who they are and where they worship.
You can read more details on Kerry's comment to the UN Human Rights Council at voanews.com. As we mentioned earlier, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to speak at a pro-Israeli conference today in Washington. Mr. Netanyahu is expected to focus on Iran. Some observers say he will likely say that Washington gives up too much by joining other nations to negotiate with Tehran. Iran has long insisted. This is VOA News. Iraqi troops and militia fighters attacked Islamic State militants in a key area north of Baghdad Monday, opening a highly publicized offensive to recapture the city of Tikrit. The militants have held Tikrit since June, when they stormed across northern Iraq. That land grab also netted them Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. It's located north of Tikrit's Saladin province. Authorities say North Korea has fired two short-range missiles into the sea in an apparent protest against joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises launched Monday. North Korea has long demanded that Washington and Seoul stop the annual military drills. Pyongyang has called them a dress rehearsal for a northward invasion. Meanwhile, in Seoul, the South Korean Foreign Defense Ministry, Kim Min-suk, had strong words when he spoke with the media on Monday. The U.N. has imposed sanctions banning North Korea from using ballistic missile technologies for any purpose. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for a thorough and transparent investigation into the killing of Russian opposition politician and activist Boris Nemtsov. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Appearing on the ABC Network program this week Sunday, Secretary Kerry says the U.S. has no intelligence on who might be responsible for the late Friday murder of Nemtsov, who was gunned down on a Moscow street near the Kremlin.
We hope there will be a thorough, transparent, real investigation, not just of who actually fired the shots, but who, if anyone, may have ordered or instructed this or been behind this.
President Barack Obama, in a statement Friday, called Nemtsov a tireless advocate for his country, seeking for his fellow Russian citizens the rights to which all people are entitled. Mr. Obama expressed admiration for Nemtsov's courageous dedication to the struggle against corruption in Russia. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Estonia's ruling center-right Reform Party claimed victory late Sunday in parliamentary polls that was dominated by security concerns from a military resurgent Russia. The party of Prime Minister Tavi Roivas has nearly 28% of the vote, and the Reform's coalition partner, the Social Democrats, carrying 16%. The opposition pro-Kremlin Center Party was shown winning about 25% with most votes counted. Bangladesh's anti-terrorism unit has arrested a suspect in the killing of Abhijit Roy. He was a prominent Bangladeshi-American blogger that was hacked to death in Dhaka last week. The Rapid Action Battalion arrested Farabi Shafur Rahman in the capital Monday morning. The spokesman told the French news agency that Farabi made comments threatening Roy through Facebook and Twitter. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.